Okay. The second question deals with our retail asset shuffling. Obviously, there was a lot of criticism last year when we palmed off Penrith and Woden Plaza and the option over Sunshine Plaza to Westfield at book value, which I think a lot of people thought was basically a $100 million plus gift to Westfield just so they'd vote in favour of the internalisation proposal. But the rationale put up at the time was that we needed to raise some capital to fund the joint venture with Babcock's in Europe, and that this raised the capital that would then be put into that joint venture. We fast forward 6 or 7 months, and suddenly we're finding a spare $621 million to buy 50% of Highpoint in Melbourne. And if I can just quote from The Australian on Saturday as to what they thought of that price. One source told The Australian the Beestons had hoped to get over $500 million for the stake, but were staggered at the amount of money thrown at them by the fund managers. In the end, GPT paid $621 million, claiming it would yield 5.5%. Industry experts still cannot make the deal stack up on those numbers and say the price reflected a 4.8% yield on Highpoint's current income. The first time a big commercial property asset has sold for a sub 5% yield in Australia. Even the lowies, unquestionably among the smartest players, could not believe the price paid for Highpoint. At a meeting between Frank Lowy and Mark Beeson last Christmas, it's rumoured a private agreement was reached which effectively gave Lowy the opportunity to match the last price offered for Highpoint. If true, Lowy let the opportunity pass through to the keeper. So what we appear to have here is that we've done an absolute sweetheart deal with Westfield, sold off some of our prime assets at book value, handing over hundreds of millions of dollars of value on the basis that we need the capital to redeploy elsewhere, and then we've gone and splashed what looks to be the most over-the-top price in Australian shopping centre history, and the lowies had the last option on that, and of course are just laughing at us now. And so GPT's just being laughed at for having gone over the top. So what's going on here? I mean, everyone's saying there's a bubble in retail. We're selling assets at book value and then going over the top buying more. I mean, it doesn't seem to make sense. And I think you need to give us a detailed explanation as to how you've become a bit of a laughing stock by going so far over the top with this $621 million play for Highpoint.
If I could answer that. Those comments are just clearly wrong. And maybe if I address them in the order that you put them. The first one was in relation to the transactions that were undertaken last year. We made it very clear at the time that we believe that the transactions, when looked at as a whole, created significant value for GPT security holders. It was impossible to look at the transactions in isolation. In isolation, you would not have sold the retail assets to Westfield, and we acknowledge that. But equally, in isolation, we wouldn't have created value by internalising management, and in isolation, we probably wouldn't have created enough value by simply doing the joint venture with Babcock and Brown. What we said very clearly at that time was that by undertaking the three transactions, the three elements that I went through in the presentation this afternoon, that we believed those transactions could create significant value for GPT security holders. The independent expert that undertook the review of the transaction for the unitholder meeting at that time reached the same conclusion and in fact estimated that the value was in the order of $880 million. The reality today is that if you sit down and work out what GPT's distributions today would be and capitalise that at, say, 7%, which is the yield around about where GPT was trading, you get a figure in the order of about $3.40 at best for GPT's share price. It's been trading as high as $4.20. Multiply that out by the $2 billion worth of shares, or 2 billion shares that GPT has, that's $1.6 billion worth of value that's been created by those transactions. In our view, that justifies the transactions undertaken with Westfield, the joint venture with Babcock and Brown, and the internalisation of management. Moving on to your second question in relation to Highpoint. Highpoint we have bought on a yield of 5.8%. We've made that clear to all and sundry. If papers or other people choose to write something else, that's up to them. We've priced High Point based upon what we believe can be achieved in terms of total returns going forward. High Point is one of the best shopping centres in the country. It has significant development potential. It has enough land to increase its size by around 50,000 square metres, has zoning approval for around 20,000 square metres, has occupancy costs in the order of around 14, in the low 14s, which is very low for Australian super-regional shopping centres, and has productivity in excess of $9,000 a square metre. It's an excellent centre which is going to generate great returns for our security holders.
Stephen, are you finished? Okay. Thanks for those comments. And if we're a laughing stock, then I think that's and can create $2 billion worth of value, then a long way may we be a laughing stock.